Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, presented by Betches Media. This is an exploration of all pop culture, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. We're looking at you, Tom Sandoval. Folks, welcome to your Friday episode. This is So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your pal, Ryan. We have done it. We have made it to the end of the week. And let's go out with a bang. And by bang, I mean Jax Taylor starring in The Valley. The Valley Valley. All right.
You did have sex with her?
Yes, it's true. Yes.
Rotten hell.
By the way, I have a feeling, the valley, I think potentially is hell, and that's where Jax is rotting. So I think it's the valley in parentheses, rotten hell. Or rotten hell and then the valley. Anyways, we're going to cover the first episode, see how that goes. What did you guys think? I've seen mainly positive reactions. Some people aren't coming around yet, but that's how it is with reality TV. I feel like if this has a good second episode, a good third episode, I think people will eventually come around. It got great ratings. It got like a 0.79. Like Vanderpump got like a 1.0 something. And I think The Valley got 0.79. So it almost held on to the entire Vanderpump Rules audience. And that's really good numbers, I think, for a premiere episode. And I got to tell you, I told you this weeks ago, but I liked it. I think there is, listen, it is a bunch of messes and I love to watch mess. I think we all do right now, right? I think it's great because there's a lot of messes and you see where the cracks are forming. You see them all over the place. In fact, I did a trailer recap last Friday. And I even told you then that Jesse and Michelle, one of the couples, I said, you immediately see some cracks forming. And then last week they did, I don't know why I'm laughing, they did announce their separation and potential divorce. And then you have Jax and Brittany now living in separate homes. They're not doing too well, which is one of the weirdest rollouts in Bravo TV history, where you have Jax and Brittany doing interviews together of like, yeah, we're not together anymore. You got to let me warm up into my Britney voice. That was like a cry. This is going to be a loose recap, folks. It's Thursday night, man. By the way, we're not doing no more Real Houses of Beverly Hills. No more Sutton. Like, I say, I'm going to move to the valley and open a Sutton concept. Oh, I say. It felt a little Britney adjacent. Also, if any of the cast of The Valley are listening to this, I am sorry. Don't listen. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I do insanely stupid voices, and I don't even really have any of the voices worked out, so we'll even see how this goes. But we had the connector. So Vanderpump Rules happened, and then Jax came back at the very end of Vanderpump Rules to have a scene with Tom Sandoval and the guys. And then we followed him over into the valley, and that began the second hour. Now, if you watched on Peacock, they didn't have that connector scene. And when I got the screener of it, it didn't have that connector scene. So I got to see that for the first time, and I knew they were going to do it. I just love that I was able to be surprised as well. And it was Jax coming in of like, Tom, you screwed up your life, dude. My life is perfect. I've got a kid, I got a wife, I got a saloon, I've got a brand deals, I got my cameo. Finally, we're getting influencers talking about how many cameos they have to film in a day, which, by the way, I am on Cameo. anybody wants me. By the way, I'm willing to do my cameos as Jax Taylor. I'd be like, what's up, man? It's Jax here. I play a villain on TV, but I'm actually a super cool, nice guy. If you, you know what? If you ever see me in my saloon, let's have a beer together, okay? Have a great birthday. I can do Jax. I can do a cameo as Sandoval. I can do a cameo as Ken. Can you believe they made a spinoff called The Valley with Christine Zellweger? I can't believe that. We'll go through the characters. We'll go through the show. We'll go through some of the press interviews that I've seen. And we'll talk about, listen, right off the bat, I got to tell you know why I like this? Lisa Vanderpump isn't in it. Like Lisa, it's just nice to let these kids just play in their playpen without any adult supervision, you know, like, oh, Brittany, why are you leaving Jax? He's a good man. You're reminding me of Ariana right now, please. Oh, next you're going to tell me you're doing Dancing with the Stars. Poor Sheena. Oh, my God. Can you believe Sheena did Dancing with the Stars without telling Ariana? I can't believe that. I gotta tell you, there's something nice about not having Lisa Vanderpump here. This is like, they're on their own, you know? There's no like bumpers, like when you're playing bowling with kids and they put those bumpers up, like the bumpers are off. Let them gutter ball as much as they want. This thing is dark. This thing is seedy and dark. But the great thing is it's bright and sunny and all of that stuff. So it does, but beneath the surface, you guys, I'm telling you, there is darkness there. You feel it in your bones. And I'll tell you, I lived in the Valley for a long time. That place is hot as balls. That place literally is hell. I mean, it's very nice and spacious and great homes and, you know, good restaurants and all that stuff, but very hot. So anytime you watch an episode of the Valley, just know the internal temperature there is got to be like 130 and all of the, I mean, poor Jax was sweating out his dark soul. Did you see those black pit stains on his shirt in that one scene? I was like, Jesus, his soul is literally coming out under his armpits. It was like jet black. You try to blame it on like tanning solution. I'm like, that's your soul, dude. That is your soul. That is your soul. Give me a break. Kristen Doty, Luke, let's go through the cast actually. And by the way, how are you? We just jumped right in. I was going to do some Bravo stories, but I figure I can save that for the pop culture roundup. And Summer House will be coming tomorrow. I'll be having a guest on the Patreon to discuss last night's Summer House. I got to tell you, I'm really relieved it wasn't another insanely bad episode for Lindsay. I feel like there was a little bit of a balance. We had Craig Conover coming in acting like he was cool. Like, I don't know if me and Paige are going to work out. Who knows? And, you know, like deep down, he's like, I fucking hope me and Paige work out. Please, please. I won't be able to continue with my life. Please. So that was good. I watched Survivor today. I watched the UK Traitors. The second season is on and they added three more episodes on Peacock tonight. So I got to watch one of those. So good night in TV. I've been thinking about the Valley all day long. I did a Vanderpump Rules supersized recap yesterday. That's the other thing the Valley needs. I feel like now I kind of want Joe to pop up in the Valley of like, zoinks, I put my finger. It's me, Joe. I'm in the Valley. Woo-hoo! Jax, put a good word in for me with Schwartz. Joe, good friends with Kristen Doty. So yeah. I mean, okay, so this is the one thing, too. A lot of people are like, oh, Lala will eventually move over to the Valley. First off, we got to make sure that the Valley's a hit. We got to make sure that it gets a second season, which I think, you know, I think there's a good chance it will. We'll see how the numbers hold up next week. Hopefully, they'll stay the same. Hopefully, they won't go down. Usually, you'll get a dip down in ratings the second week. But hopefully, with word of mouth, we can get it near the same. I don't think it will move up in ratings because that's just really hard for any new show. But then I imagine once they put in like the 7-day ratings and you include streaming services like Peacock, you're going to get a nice bump from that. But the other thing, too, was that I was like, we don't have Lisa Vanderpump. And this is produced by... So I had talked to Doty on her podcast and we had talked and she said this wasn't Evolution Media. This is actually Haymaker, the production company Haymaker, which Alex Baskin, I believe that's his company as well. But then I went and did some digging and it looks like a couple different production companies are involved. And I know this stuff you might not care about, but I geek out on it. You got 32 Flavors Entertainment is one of the producers on it, Haymaker East and Evolution Media. So Evolution Media has a little skin in the game here. And then this is what kind of, I was very curious, Lisa Vanderpump, it says, is an executive producer on The Valley, which kind of, I was just wondering, since it's kind of characters from Vanderpump Rules, sometimes they'll have overall deals when it's Vanderpump Rules and there's characters on there and you're still doing these same characters, even though they're real life people. Lisa Vanderpump automatically gets an executive producer credit, but I don't think she has much involvement. I don't think she's been going out there promoting this show as hard as she promotes like Vanderpump Rules or her upcoming Vanderpump Villa, which premieres on Hulu April 1st. So I found that interesting, but I don't want her involved in this. I want them to be able to kind of do their own thing, but that would be interesting. Like, you know, if it's a feeder system for people like Sheena and Lala into The Valley, I don't know. I mean, I could see a world in that in which that happens, especially if Lala and Ariana are going out at it. Maybe, you know, it's like, you need a timeout. You go to The Valley, damn it. And you think about what you did. I mean, who knows? I mean, The Valley, the thing is, it's about growing up, even though these people, some of them are in their 40s, but they have kids, they have the jobs, their jobs are like influencers and stuff like that. They're still jobs, you know, and they are out there trying to just get by, you know, just a slice of life reality. Okay, these are the cast of characters. This is the cast of The Valley. Bravo TV did this like little like flow chart family tree thing. And in the middle, right in the middle, you got Kristen Suck-a-Dick Doty. You got the Doty in the middle. And I have a feeling they really are trying to make her the big bad this season. Like, she is the villain. If you watch the trailer, she has like a fight at the end and she was like, if I want, I would have just done Vanderpump Rules. And the interesting thing of that, she is dating this dude, Luke, who's this really nice dude from Colorado. He seems like an outdoorsman. I'm not a real man. So I'm like, seems like a woodsman. He seems like which, by the way, I guess March Madness is happening right now. And I used to think March Madness was just when you really let your crazy out, but I guess it's like basketball games. And I have a bunch of guy friends, believe it or not. And in my old life, they would always get together on like the, I guess, whatever this weekend. I don't know. The whole point is I'm on some like text thread that I've been on for the last like 15 years. And I guess it started today because I'm getting like basketball scores and stuff like that. And which is really nice because, you know, they keep me on this thread, even though they know that I really have no interest in sports at all. And but I appreciate camaraderie. So they've left me in this thread, but I'm getting texts like, hey, I'm loving your Oakland pick. Michigan boys hanging with Kentucky. They have a guy that appears to be about 32 draining threes. Like, that's like a bunch of gobbledygook. What does that even mean? What is that? And then I wrote Vanderpump versus Beverly Hills, 69-33 at half. I just keep throwing in like little reality show facts. And then one guy kind of was nice to me and he was like, Vanderpump is up by that much. Tom Sandoval must be cheating. Boom. My boy Boone had a killer Vanderpump Rules joke. So to all you sports fans out there, that's your little sports section of the day. Okay, so this Valley family tree, you got Kristen dating Luke, the woodsman. And he's, you know, quiet, nice guy. I've talked to him a couple of times on Doty's podcast. This is the thing, though. This is what you almost got to do like a bookmark in your head for like watching them right at this moment. Because with reality shows, it can either go two ways. It can completely bomb and everybody just goes back to normal. Or this show is like a hit, a mediocre hit, some kind of hit. And then now you get, it's like, what if like Luke all of a sudden gets this huge head and next season he's like, fuck you, Jax. You want to come at me, bro? And he like starts wearing a chunky sweater and then he rips it off in like a Valley strip mall. Like, what if Luke becomes completely like, I teased him about that last time. I was like, are you going to become like a reality show guy? Like, are you going to start selling some tummy tea on your Instagram by next season? So let's pray for Luke. I mean, he doesn't know what he's in for. He's watching Vanderpump Rules for the first time. He has no idea sometimes of the legend of Doty. This is all new to him. And he's like he's going to have to play like indoor golf with Jax, and like Jax is picking on him. This Jax is threatened by Luke. Jax is really threatened by Luke. And somebody DM'd me today. I was cracking up. Somebody was like, do you think Jax gives Luke a hard time because he secretly is still hooking up with Christian and he's jealous? And I was like, no, I have not thought about that at all. And I don't think that's happening. But with reality shows in the year of Scandaball, you're like, well, I mean, you just never know, dude. You just never know. It's great. Like, I'm like, oh my God, could that be happening right underneath our eyes? Was there a sequel to Drive? I mean, it's crazy. So you got Christian dating Luke, and then Christian, it says, Sir Co-workers, Jax, more than co-workers. And also Jax in this is like, oh, Dodie's like a sister to me. I got to tell you, I have a sister, never watched Drive with her, never even come. Like, there's just no, like, this is, I love that he keeps like, oh, we're like brother, sister. No, you're not. No. What is it? Is this like, you know, what is that weird Flowers in the Attic? What is this, Flowers in the Attic? Little VC Andrews drop there, you guys. Okay, so Christian used to work with Jax. And then Jax, you go down, and he used to be roommates with Jesse Lally. I guess they came up modeling together, even though Jesse, I think, is cockier than Jax, which is wild when you're like, Jax has got quite an ego, and then Jesse seems like he has more of an ego than Jax. And that's when your world spins on its axis, and you're like, this is Inception. Like, this is like the Big Bang Theory. You get two egos together like that, it could explode. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now, Jesse is married, I mean, they're separated as of last week, to Michelle Lally, Jesse and Michelle Lally. And then if you go back to Jax, his other friend is Danny. Danny is married to Nia, who was a beauty queen. And Danny is an actor who's been on a lot of, like, I think it was like Nickelodeon and Disney shows and stuff like that, which reminds me, I had a fabulous interview with the directors of That Quiet on Set about the Nickelodeon child abuse scandal stuff. I mean, really, I know this is such a weird segue, but go check out that episode. I think all the episodes this week I'm really proud of. Anywho, okay, so you go back up to Kristen, and then Kristen, you go up to Janet. Now you have Janet Elizabeth, or Janet Caperna now. Janet is friends through Sheena. So Kristen and Janet, they're friends through Sheena Shea. Now I've known Janet just so we're completely above board. I have been friendly with Janet now for years. And I think of Janet as kind of like the operator. You know, they always call David Geffen the billionaire an operator. He just puts people in contact with other people. Janet is from my town, Columbus, Ohio, where I was born before I moved to Kansas. I even know Janet's mom a little bit, who is lovely, but I've known Janet for a long time. She used to host Shenanigans with Sheena, and they had a falling out at one point. They're good now, but Janet is also just a really solid person. I might bite my words, Janet, if you're listening. And also Janet's pregnant during the season, which I don't know a lot about pregnancy, even though I do eat a lot. But I imagine what I read in the papers is that it makes you very hormonal. So I can't imagine what it's like to film a reality show for the first time, you know, where you're a lead in it on top of being pregnant at that time. I have to imagine this isn't good for the baby. Like, you know, like Janet and Jason's baby are like, it's going to be familiar with the sound of Jax yelling and Brittany crying and Kristen Doty going, suck a dick. Like, that can't be good for any baby. But actually, the baby is beautiful, born, all that. But Janet is married to Jason Caperna. Jason Caperna is a lawyer. Now, I've hung out with Jason a couple of times, and he's another really solid guy. He's a really, I think Janet and Jason, to me, those are the reliable narrators. I'm going to put my bets on them. I could be proven wrong. I do not have a lot of spoilers for this. But to me, Janet is the right amount of crazy. Like, she is the right amount of crazy for a reliable narrator. Like, she'll get into it, but she also is just one of those people that she just has all of the information. She has all of the information. She's also a huge fan of Dave and Buster's. She loves Dave and Buster's, I know. But it is very funny. Like, I went to Janet's birthday party back in the day at Janet and Jason's house a couple of years ago. I think I talked about it on the podcast because I was really nervous. It was like, you know, we're still kind of in the pandemic, but it was a party at Dave and Buster's. And then afterwards we went to their place, their house. And that's when Sandoval was there and he brought his karaoke equipment. This is before season 10 of Vanderpump even was filming or even thought to be filming. And he was there with his karaoke equipment, singing like Incubus and things like that. I remember Doty was with her ex-boyfriend and Doty seemed a little tipsy and I was petting her and her boyfriend at the time's dogs. And her old boyfriend seemed like almost like a better looking version of me. Like I felt like we looked almost eerily similar, but, it was great. But Janet is just, I think she is solid. I hope I'm not wrong. But okay. So you had Luke, Kristen, Janet, Jace, married to Jason. And then you go down and Kristen, friends with Brittany, who is also married to Jax.
Rotten hell, my name's Brittany. I'm from Kentucky. I used to work at Hooters. And Jax made me get size GGG boobs. Put them D's on that.
Poor Brittany. Brittany is married to Jax. And then if you go to the right, Brittany is college BFFs with Zach. Zach is, I guess, her gay best friend. And Zach used to live in the same apartment building as Janet. And Janet actually used to live with Logan, who is the manager at Tom Tom and Ariana's best friend. So that's another interesting connection. So Zach used to live in there as well as Jasmine Good. Now, Jasmine Good, you might have seen as a contestant on The Bachelor. Jasmine also was offered a spot on Vanderpump Rules a couple of seasons ago, but she did not take it. And I know she was in real estate at the time. I once got drinks with Jasmine and Janet and Kay York City a long time ago at Tom Tom. Like, God, it's got to be like 3 years ago now. And it was like right when Tom Tom, like right when they had opened back up, or it was like just the outside seating. And that was hysterical. So that's your cast. That is your starting lineup for the Valley. And then, of course, we have guest appearances from Sheener, Shishu, and Lala. Shishu and Lala come in there like Waldorf and Statler, kind of like, we're from the other side of the hill. And also you have appearances from Brock as well. Brock actually coming in as like a voice of reason as well. But this show hinges on the insanity of Jax motherfucking Taylor. And somebody was saying today, they're like, oh, I feel so weird that I really enjoyed seeing Jax again. And I'm like, don't feel weird. We all have our weaknesses. And I've come to accept, I'm going to say this now 3 billion times, the biggest mess wins. Jax is always a mess. But what makes him fascinating is that he doesn't realize externally that he's a mess. So when you have that constant friction, that constant push-pull of somebody acting like they know the right thing about everything, and they still screw up their life, you know, monumentally again and again, I gotta say, that is entertaining to watch. We are all on the fence about this show. Like, people are like, who asked for this? Who, you know, we're so negative about everything now. But I enjoyed the first episode. So shall we do? Well, no, you know what? Let me do one last thing. I want to play this clip from my friend Lauren Herbert from Access Hollywood. she did an interview with Jax, Brittany, and Doty. And Doty was in the middle because Brittany and Jax, I guess, I don't know, didn't want to sleep together. I mean, sorry, didn't want to sit next to each other. So this is Jax and Brittany addressing their split while they're promoting the Valley.
Rules after show, you're like, Jax can be an asshole, but he's not a cheater.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on, so for me to talk about it would be kind of...
And half of you guys aren't here right now, if you wanted to figure it out.
It's kind of on my shoulders right now because I'm the one who made the decision.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to see if things can change for the better or if something more final needs to happen down the road. We haven't really discussed it.
So that's just a very small clip of a longer interview. But basically in the interview, you know, like, what's going on? And Jax is like, listen, you know, I don't want to talk about it right now. Liz, I'm a father. I'm a husband. You know, I just don't think this is the right place to talk about it. You know, we're just here. And then Brittany's like, I'll talk about it. I just think this is what's going on. And it is so weird to watch. Like, you should visually watch this with your eyes because it makes you so uncomfortable. And I'm like, is this what you need to do now to promote a show? You literally, like, I feel like there's a world in which we could have just done interviews separately. And then it was hysterical, Jack saying, I'm not going to talk about it right now. I just don't think that's the right way to go. And Brittany's like, I'll do it. I'm going to talk. Let's do it. We're just taking some time right now. Rotten hell. Rotten hell, Jax. She's so calm about it. And I guess that's the freaky thing. It almost gaslights me into thinking like, well, this must be the norm when couples are separated and living separately. They're just totally calm about it and just go on promoting. Like, that can't be the norm. Like, why am I being like gaslit into thinking that this is just normal? Like, of course. Like, you didn't see Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie doing interviews together after the shit they went through. Like, no, you don't want to be anywhere near the person that you are having a difficult time with. So I just need to know so much more information. Like, they're like doing their podcast together. How is this? Like, and if this really truly is a separation, Jax gets to literally stay at the same house and gets to stay at the same house. He must feel like he's on a vacation or something like that. Like, I just don't know how much I believe of this, how much it is just to get people talking, which we are talking about it. But even then, it's just funny watching them bumble around explaining this separation. And I still told you this the other day, and I still hold true to this. It's so weird because they said, you're going to see the cracks. You're going to see the cracks in this during this season of The Valley. But the thing is, The Valley, they picked back up cameras once the separation hit. But before that, it was like filmed months and months and months ago. So we saw the cracks, and then all of a sudden you guys were fine for a couple months. And then a couple weeks before this show comes out, boom, we're separating. That's the part that I find like weird. Like, cause you would think if you are professional and are promoting a show, you would think, you know what? We're promoting a show. Let's just bite the bullet and act like everything's hunky dory. So we can just put a smile on our face, sell this. And then once the show airs, then we'll let people know what's going on. You know, like, but no, it's the other way around for this. I mean, even Tom Sandoval, when he was on this show years ago, he told me that him and Kristen Doty were still acting like they were together when they went on Watch What Happens Live and they had already been broken up, but they, you know, they didn't want to reveal that yet. They wanted to save that for the show. So they had to go on Watch What Happens Live and pretend they were still a couple. I mean, that is super dark, but that I kind of almost understood because they're trying to like present this as their reality. So I don't know what to believe at this point, but it gives that same viewer experience in a lesser way, but a similar way as Scandal, where we went back and watched those earlier episodes going like, let me see the cracks. Let me see what's going on. How upset is Brittany in this scene? Is Jax looking at other women right now? What's going on? You then look at it as like a detective, and that has been proven to give these shows this kind of like second life or a resurgence in some ways. So I am really all over the map with this. What do you guys think? Please. So to take us into the Valley, we have to go back to Tuesday's Vanderpump Rules at the very end when they're doing guys night at Tom Tom. All the guys, Tom is wearing some like Twin Peaks floor button-up shirt, but he has a lot of the buttons undone. He has the lightning bolt necklace on because he refuses to give up the lightning bolt. And Jax and Tom are doing what they do best, and that is, you know, just going at each other. And Sandoval's like, did I pile on you when you were going through your dog shit 7 years ago, dude? Did I? And Jax is like, yeah, you did. You did. You called out a bunch of shit, dude. Oh, and Sandoval like, God, Jax, you're me 7 years ago, Sandoval. You're me 7 years ago. Imagine, like, Sandoval's had a rocky road, but imagine, like, just the kick in the nuts to end it all is Jax Taylor coming back and saying, you're worse than me, dude. You are worse. Yes, you are, dude. You are worse than me, man. You are. Like, that is the point. I just pack it in. I was just like, you know what? I got to go. I got to get a new identity, find a new life, raise a family somewhere down in, like, Utah or something like that. So Jax is saying, you are the worst. And I got to tell you, Sandoval is the reason for all of this. He is the reason that the Valley is actually a thing. He is the reason people have such an interest in Vanderpump Rules now that it was able to finally spin this show off. So in some ways, Jax should be kissing Sandoval's ass, but he is just digging the screws in. And I love to see it. That's got to really just push. I mean, I want to see Sandoval's diary entry from that night. Like, dear diary, dude, guess what? Jax is back. That's right. Jax Taylor. I grew up with that dude, you know, Miami modeling, that strange older dude, John, that used to give money to Jax, all those stories. But now here we are face to face after such a long time, dude. And he's telling me I'm bad. I'm seeing Jax's sweaty face with the tattoos and the little like chin beard and evil mustache just yelling at me. Not on my watch, dude. Anyways, keep cool, Tom. So Jax is like, you are, dude. It is worse with you. I'm telling you, you are up shit creek. No, for real. You are, man. So that's where we left off last night. He's like, when I did it, I owned my shit. My life is the best it's ever been. I've grown up. I worked my ass off to get to where I am. I have a wife, huge boobs. I have a kid. I have everything in the world. I have a good fucking job. I have tons of cameos. I have a saloon. You are literally a fucking disgrace. He's like a wrestler. And Schwartz is like, come on, guys. And Brock is like, take a beat, man. You haven't seen each other in a minute. Come on. And Jax is like, okay. I like Jax. Jax then calms down. He's like, listen, okay. You know what? I came in guns blazing like an old school gunslinger. That's what I do. I'm Jax. I came in. I got triggered, right? Okay. I needed to get it off my chest. Yeah. Yeah. I do shave this chest. Thank you for noticing. Yeah. Okay, but I did. I don't even watch this show. I don't even really know the plot lines. I just saw some shit on social. Anywho, I needed to get off my chest. And Sandoval's, he's buried his head in his hand with his ombre nail polish. And he's like, oh, dude, make me a bird so I can fly far, far away. And DJ James Kennedy's just looking like, oh, my God, man, pull it together, please. You're such a pussy. So Jax is like, I'm not going to interrogate you anymore. You're a huge part of my life. If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't say anything. It just hurts my feelings. I got your name tattooed on my arm, dude. I've got your name tattooed. And Schwartz is like, I thought you erased that. He's like, no, dude, it's permanent. It's permanent, dude.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I forgot Jax literally has a tattoo on his forearm that says Tom, Tom, and me. Listen, I've got a picture of me with Sheena's tattoo. It's all happening. This is my next thing, and it might be my hardest get ever. I need a tattoo No, I don't need that tattoo. I need a picture with Jax's tattoo. Like, I don't know if I can just like sneak up him while he's sleeping somewhere and get a pic of me with that tattoo. But now that's like my next thing. I need a picture with that tattoo. I don't even need Jax's face in it. I just need a picture with that tattoo. But he's like, yeah, dude, I've totally got it. I would never erase that, man. And he shows the tattoo and we get a flashback to 2015. Tom, Tom, and I. And then there's a pause. And Jax is like, I've done the same thing. We've all done the same thing. You know, I totally understand where Tom's at. He says in a talking head, I know what it's like to hit rock bottom. I had the best job in the world with Vanderpump Rules. But I let my ego get ahead of myself a little bit and I fucked it up. And we flash back to Tom, Tom, when we had that iconic last scene for Jax where he is just really on a lot of caffeine, it seems. Wink. He is yelling very like passionately at Lisa Vanderpump, where he's like, these are my friends, this is my show. And that's like when Lisa, like when somebody says this is my show, that's when Lisa Vanderpump like stands at attention. She's like, no, this is my show, dear boy. Me and Nick Lane, this is my show. What are you talking about? It's my show. Do you remember that final scene? And she's like, I'm sorry, Lisa. She's like, oh, get your ass out. Do not disrespect me in this show. And then he's like, I was in such a dark place. I felt like I lost it all. Financially, we were kind of like, shit, what are we going to do now? My wife was preggers. I had swimmers. It was rough. Getting emotional, choked up and thinking about it, but I can't sit there and be poor me. Like, I got to figure something out. I got to put my big boy pants up and, you know, start from ground zero, just like 9/11. You know, we got to do it. We got to put our best foot forward. Dude, I hate when girls say, put on your big girl pants. I don't think I've ever heard a guy say, put on your big guy pants. Is that used a lot with guys? Like, is Jax the first, like, he's like, I got to put my big boy pants on. Got to put my big guy pants on, put on my big old dicky pants and just get to work doing cameos. But this is also fun, and it just shows you the pattern, habitual pattern of lies, which we love Jax Taylor for now, love, hate, is that remember at the time when he got fired from Vanderpump Rules? I remember it was a Friday around like 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, if I'm not mistaken. It came over the AP wire that Jax was let go from Vanderpump Rules. And Jax held on to, we chose not to come back to the show, me and Brittany. We chose not to. And now he's finally admitting it. All it takes is a couple of years and a dwindling bank account for you to actually admit the truth of like, yeah, man, I fucked up royally, dude. I did not know what to do. Thank you, the cameo, for saving my ass. So anyways, we get back to the scene in Tom Tom and we're close to the connector scene, which takes us from Vanderpump Rules into the Valley. But you didn't see this if you watch Vanderpump Rules on Peacock. So Jax is kind of leaning back at Tom Tom after this. He's like, hey, man, I want the best for you. You know, I really do. I really. And Sandoval's like, likewise, dude, likewise. And then Schwartz puts up a piece of bread and he's like, do you want to break this bread? And then Jax is like, hey, man, I'll give you a hug. Yeah, I'll give you a hug. You're not a leper. Let's do this. Hey, let's touch skin, right? Chest to chest. Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, let's do it, bud. Get in here. Get in here, you crazy looking guy. Get in here. Wow. You know, just imagine the smell of protein powder and tanning solution when that hug happened. Like, they're just hugging each other. And Jax is like, good seeing you, man. And Sandoval's like, good seeing you too, man. Good seeing you too. And it is kind of fun to think about the history that they've had. But they've, like, Jax more than Tom. Jax hated Tom Sandoval. Like, hated Tom Sandoval. And there was a question on Watch What Happens Live the other night, who did more in, like, the friendship? And I think Sandoval was always, I will stand up for Sandoval in that sense. He always did seem to go above and beyond for Jax and the other friends. And maybe it was a little, you know, selfish on his part or, like, wanting to do that. And there was something selfish in that. But Jax hated this guy until he was able to do this show. And they're like, you're going to have to do a scene and then kind of mend fences so we can get over to the Valley. He's like, fuck it. I got to do it. Hey, I got a family, raising a family. Bank's dwindling. So they're hugging, just holding on for dear life. He's like, I want the best for you. I really do. Didn't mean to come out hot. Just so many years of all this. And Brock's like, are you chilling for a little bit? And then Schwartz is like, I'll chill for a bit. And then Jax is like, you know what? I got to get home. You enjoy the rest of your night, guys. And Brock's like, hey, say hello to Brittany for me. Give the little guy a kiss. Hey, all right. So this is Jax being the adult. Like, are you feeling it? Like, hey, the Vanderpump 40-year-olds, they're staying behind to potentially hit up the Abbey and just keep this night going, you know? Just back and all, carnal behavior happening. And Jax's like, can't do it, man. I'm a fan. There's nothing more than I would like. Just to pound a few brewskis, hit on a couple guys and girls, and just really go crazy. But I got a family. So, I mean, according to the scene, he's been there for like 3 minutes. So he's like, I put my time in. Well, good seeing everybody. And he says goodbye. And Sandoval's like, yeah, say hi for me too. I mean, read the room first and then say hi. So Jax is like, I was a runaway train for a long time. I didn't care about anyone or anything. I was just very selfish. And then he gets up from the talking head couch that we see on Vanderpump Rules. We hear the Vanderpump Rules theme. This one's for you tonight. And then we go over to a brand new brown couch. And we see it's a green screen, but the green screen comes up and we see a picture of the Valley. And this is the Valley talking head spot. So do you see the growth? It went from a chair with like kind of purples, and then he walks over and it's a long brown couch and we get a shot of the Valley. That's called growth. You see what they did there? Chair to a couch. And he goes, listen, you know what? I'm growing up. It's crazy, right? And as crazy as I used to be, I got a good family. I do. And we see him get into an Uber. He's like, I just don't like to do the same things I used to do anymore. I don't want to stay up to 10 o'clock anymore. You know, it's just like a switch turned off. Like now he's like all pious. He's like, once I found the Lord, I mean, there was a second I thought about being a priest. You know, I'm so close to God right now. Big ups to that guy, right? Anyways, so we see him get into this car and he tells the driver, he's like, there's nothing more than I would love to just stay and get just fucked up. Just fucked up, staying out. Like, he's like, you can tell he's like on the brink. He's like, oh, there's nothing. Oh, fuck. But in the talking head, he's like, I can't do it. Those poor bastards. I'm going to be in bed by 11, watching my stories, watching some NCIS, you know, loving on my wife, spooning her. Maybe she'll spoon me because that's how it works. You know, feminism. Do you know what I'm talking about, guys? You know, going in to see if the little man is good. What's his name? Cruz. Yeah, I'll go in to see if Cruz is doing good. Hey, maybe we'll work on baby number two tonight, right? I have got the life. And so we see Jax back in this talking head. And he's like, okay. And we see the car take off. And there's like a music, like going through the Hollywood Hills. Figuring it out is overrated, but I hope we make it the Valley. And the Valley like logo pops up and we're into the Valley. And we all of a sudden hear Kristen Doty. By the way, that was the connector scene, was Jax into that. But I put this on social today and I was so proud of this thought. My dream connector scene now would have been those two girls at Tom's Titanic themed pool party, you know? All right. Where he's like, you ladies ever been to Burning Man? What's up? Hey. Have you ever seen a penis before? Just joking, but I have one. If you are curious about seeing a penis, and I have two balls as well. No. So my thing is those two girls, my dream seat, like we would end with those two girls at the pool party going like, what the fuck is going on here? Are you kidding me? He's drinking non-alcoholic whiskey. Are we safe, Andrea? Are we safe? And like those two girls escaping Tom's house. And Maya, the dog, is trying to escape as well. But like, they're like, no, you stay here. Ariana will be back soon. And those two girls like get out of their escape. And then the connector scene is Jax driving over the hill in the Uber. And all of a sudden, those two girls are just running like, hell, I don't know where I am. I'm so far from Tom Tom. And then all of a sudden, Jax pulls up and is like, hey, ladies, need a ride? And then the valley. I think that would just be amazing and just a good spirit of just like, now Jax is a good Samaritan picking up girls on the side of the road. Yeah, Brittany, you can rot in fucking hell. So anyways, Dodie picks up with this voiceover, and this is a kind of like the big thing they do with new shows of like, we're starting at full speed, you guys. Let me catch you up with life. And Dodie's like, the concrete jungle, the hardcore city life, that's for when you're in your 20s. But I'm 40 now, girl. The valley is where I need to be. She leaves out where the valley is actually where she is mandated to be. Due to government mandates, she has to be in the, like, she cannot leave the valley now. A lot of these casts, they don't really talk about that, but they're not allowed to go over the hill due to prior legal entanglements. No, that is a complete lie. But so Brittany's like, Kristen's like, I gotta be. She's like, and then we see scenes with like Luke and Dodie where like, I can't just get knocked up anymore. Like we've got to like really do it. Not that we don't have practice. And Luke's like, yeah, we be fucking. And Jax is like, the valley is the next chapter of our lives. And Brittany's like, it's not to have a lot of friends around us in the same phase of our life. And we start just seeing small clips of all the couples. Jax is like, Jesse's one of my buddies. You know, I met him. I was 23 year old long time ago. We started modeling ago in New York together in New York. He's married to Michelle. And we see Michelle and Janet's like, Jesse and Michelle are the bougiest couple of the group. And Jesse says, I had a friend of mine told me that once I realized you knew you were a douchebag, you were so charming to me. And we're just seeing all of these little clips that we'll see throughout the season. Kristen Doty says that she wants to be Danny and Nia when she grows up. And they're like the couple to beat, Janet and Jason, but Danny and Nia, they're couple goals, Dodie says. But the Lally guy says, I call him Dark Side Danny. So it seems like if you get a couple drinks in Danny, this guy could go balls to the wall. So I'm sure we'll see that. Then we have a scene with Janet showing Jason her belly. And Brenda's like, me and Janet talk every day. She's good energy to me. We see Janet yelling at Jason, I am doing shit every day. Janet lets us know that Jason is passive. I'm more aggressive. And we see Janet yelling at Zach and Jasmine. And Zach is like, she got pregnant, so I would not yell at her or we could not fight. And this Zach, I got to tell you, I think he's a troublemaker. I think he's going to say some wild shit this season. And I have a feeling it's going to be directed at Janet just from that little soundbite right there. And I know that Dodie is good friends with Jasmine and Zach. So I have a feeling it's going to be like a dark triangle with Dodie, Jasmine, and Zach. And I have a feeling there's going to be rumbling with Janet. I have feeling in my bones. So Janet reminds us that Zach and her lived in the same complex as well as Jasmine. They lived in the same building. And then we have scenes where Janet walks away from Zach. I don't need trash in my life. I don't. And Danny says the most dramatic people in the group. It's a three-way tie. I would say Jasmine, Kristen, and then Jax. Obviously Jax. Jax is like the number one girl in this group. And then we see Jesse and Lally yelling. I'm watching this as I'm talking and it's like, it is so much happening, but it's like that just thing of like, this is how crazy it's going to be in the valley this season. You guys stay tuned. If you get pregnant and you have a family and you take off to the valley, it doesn't mean that things get back to normal. It means things get crazy. And we have this quick little scene of Dodie talking to her boyfriend, Luke, and saying, I have done therapy twice this week just because of this group of people. And then we cut to Jax in a car with the guys and going, who's your fucking therapist? That fucking person ain't shit. That is not a good therapist. And this is why I love that we have a history of Jax, because Jax's history of therapy is hysterical. He does not do. Remember like that season that we were just talking about where he was yelling at Lisa? Remember when he told Ariana that his brain was broken? And I always had his brain was bruised or damaged or something. And I always thought, I know Jax watches a lot of Netflix and a lot of TV, and that was right around the time that Kanye West did the David Letterman show on Netflix and explained to David Letterman that his brain was bruised. And I will bet dollars to donuts that Jax watched that interview and then, like, you know what? I'm going to go with my brain is bruised. My brain is damaged. And then that was also the season where Randall Emmett, yeah, you remember Randall. Randall Emmett offered to pay for Jax's therapy. And Jax didn't go. Jax wouldn't do it. Jax did not go to therapy. So it is this is the kind of hypocritical, hysterical Looney Tunes that we're in for, is that Jax commenting on other people's therapists when he refuses to go to therapy. Like, he's like, I know a fucking therapist when I see one, dude. I'm fucking Freud. And I know that is a bunch of shit. Like, that's just truly amazing. So that whole montage of scenes ends and we open up to our first scene. And it's at our main couple's house. We're over at Jax and Brittany's big old modern farmhouse in the Valley, Valley Village. We get in there and Jax is there working studiously at the kitchen. And Brittany's already fantastic. She comes down walking the stairs and she has an iPad in her hand watching Cruise, I guess, in his playroom on video. She's like, he's literally like a trampoline right now. It's crazy. But the crazy thing is she literally has a bandage. Like, it's like some kind of Frankenstein thing. She has a bandage around her head under her chin. So she's just like, it's crazy. He's jumping around like a trampoline in there. And Jax is like, I know, it'll tire him out. And she's like, ha ha. Sometimes he wants a nap. Sometimes he doesn't. Yeah, like, I've got 36 cameos together. I know, he goes, I've got 36 cameos to do. So he's like making a list for the day to do 36 cameos. Like, I love, that's like one of my favorite. I got 36 cameos to do today. And then in a talking head, he's like, you know, legs crossed. He's like, listen, I'm at a point in my life where I've recharged my batteries. I've reassessed my life a little bit. Back in the scene, he's like, these cameos take a long time. I do it all. I'm an influencer. We got a podcast. We got the bar opening. Got to put a push on the bar. I'm a father. That's a job. Every day, there's a lot. And you got your own stuff going on, right? You got your own stuff. Hey, it's not just me. It's not just a man's world. You got your own stuff going on, right, Britt? And she's like, today marks 10 days since my surgery. Says it. Look at this. And he's like, it looks great, babe. And they're talking head, she's like, Jax and I are very lucky. We got friends whose plastic surgeons, they did all three or four nose jobs of Jax's, you know? And I got to tell you, these are Brittany seems really nice. But I will tell you, if these are the same plastic surgeon that did Brittany's boob job, I don't think this is the plastic surgeon to be working on your head. You know what I'm saying? And also, how do you lose count of Jax's nose jobs? Like three or four? Like, I feel like we should know if it's three or four. Like, I don't think there's any like gray area. Let's just go with four. If four is even in the ether, let's just go with four. So we see a montage of all Jax's nose jobs. She's like, they did my boobs. And we go to flashback to that. And for the longest time, I have been so self-conscious about my double chin. My turkey gobbler is what we call it. So I had lipo on my chin. She's like, I don't have full control of my jaw. And then Jax goes, I got to remember that for nighttime activities. Yeah, you know, hey, we're talking blowjobs. You know what I'm saying? Up high. No, that's what he's referring to. But that's also funny because later in the season in the trailer, we hear Brittany tell Janet, he doesn't have sex with me. We don't touch each other at all. So this is Jax like being that like... We do the hippity-dippity all the time. This girl, it is a constant fuck fest in the house of Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Fuck fest. So you better heal that jaw, because you're going to be a barefoot, pregnant, down on your knees, doing your duty as a woman. I got to go film cameos. All right.
All right.
It's just hysterical, because... And I got to applaud Brittany, though. Like, the fact that she comes down with her head bandaged, that's good reality for me, folks. That's what I want. So hats off to Brittany for sharing this journey. So Jax is just, you know, sitting there and like, you ain't going anywhere near my penis with the jaw like that right now. And then we get the music. We go over to Kristen's apartment. And we Bowie, Kristen's dog, and we have Luke. Luke, this is his first scene in reality TV. and she's going through gifts. She's like, I hate gifts from old boyfriends. She had a home in Valley Village for 2.5 years that we flash back to her moving into that home. At the time I was dating my ex-boyfriend, Alex, Alex urged me to sell my house and I moved in with him. And over the next 5 months, we broke up about 7 times until he kicked me out and I moved into an apartment. Now I am moving into a nicer, bigger unit right down the hall. And I think that's it. Remember, Katie Maloney lives in the same apartment building, but this is what she said, because Luke hadn't moved in there yet or wasn't staying there full time yet. This is where Joe could have stayed instead of Schwartz. That's why Kristen was like, what are you talking about? You have a whole room that you can stay in right here, Joe. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So Kristen also, so Alex, her old boyfriend, bought her out of her house and he stayed there. And now she's there, I guess. So good. Great. So we're apartment living. We also get a shot of Bowie, Kristen Doty's dog, humping the shit out of a stuffed animal. And I'm like, hell yeah, Bowie, you know what I'm talking about. And Luke finds this like old, like negligee robe that Katie gave her. And then Kristen lets us know that she goes like, listen, 2 weeks after my shitty breakup, I attended a wedding. Luke was one of the groomsmen. I thought he's sweet, he's kind, he's funny. And then we had sex behind a tent and the rest is history. Can you imagine that? They literally did the hippity dippity the first night they met at the wedding behind a tent. Also, what kind of wedding? Was this like a Yellowstone themed wedding behind a tent? Like Luke literally pitched a tent behind a tent. That is so on the nose. And Luke, not know, like Luke is just like a country boy. He's a woodsman. And he all of a sudden has, like, just think about that. Just think about meeting Doty at a wedding, not knowing who Doty was. And all of a sudden, now you're on the Valley. That is, I mean, you talk about, what is that? Is that a career ascending? Is that a career descending? What is that? Anyways, Doty puts on the little negligee and she's like, the bitch is back. Witchy woman, get in there, Doty. I love seeing her on. So then we go over to Danny and Nia's, the new couple of the Valley. And Nia shares with us that she wrote down a dream list of qualities for a future husband. And this Danny, he had them all. A six pack, a jawline, beautiful eyes. I love on these dream lists that girls make. It's never like personality. We just get each other. It's always like huge dong, six pack, white teeth. You know, cool car, not a Corolla, that kind of shit. And then Danny corrects her and she's like, he's like, I've got an eight pack. I've got an eight pack. And so you can tell they're a fun couple. They also have 3 kids. And he says, I never thought I would marry Miss USA, but, one kid is 1 kid, 2 kid is 5 kids, and 3 kid is 9,476 kids and a donkey. So this guy is just one big dad joke. So he's just fun. Where did he get that figure? 9,000 kids. That's crazy. By the way, Lala wants a lot of kids. So Danny, maybe share some kids or something. So Danny lets us know a little about his story. He's been a professional working actor for 18 years. And he's like, most people, they recognize me from the iCarlys, the Hannah Montana. But most recently, they'll know me for doing voiceover. And we see him go into his closet with his voiceover booth. And he does voiceovers for The Walking Dead, for the zombies. So we see him go like, ah, yeah, ah. By the way, if anybody's casting voiceovers for The Walking Dead, please submit this as my audition. Ah, get me out of the valley. Ah, yeah. Which, by the way, I want now to do an episode of The Walking Dead where the zombies are trying to escape Jax. Like, get me the fuck out of here. He's coming for me and his pits are black. Help me. So Nia lets Danny know that she finally got clearance from her doctors for sexy time. So they can do the hippity dippity and work on baby number 4. And Danny goes, I don't do sexy time. I only make love to my wife. So we got a guy that's like, feel like making love. I love when people call it making love. As a kid, I have to tell you, like, I was always, my mom would always be like, then 2 adults, when they're in love, they make love. That's what they do. They make love. Like sex was like, that's sexy. But I always thought sex was referred to as making love. And my friend Annabelle DeSisto, she hates when I will tease her on podcasts because I'll always say, oh, did they make love? Because that's how it was always told to me, is that you make love. We're making love. I am Danny. I am a new character on the Valley, and I am making love to you. Look me in the eyes. Ah, zombie voices. Ah. So I actually like this couple. They seem really fun so far. And I'm wondering if Nia, she doesn't seem like she has a crazy side. And I want to know more about the production of this show. Was it hard getting going? Did they try to make Dodie act crazier because she's crazy Kristen? Like, I want behind the scenes production story. And then we meet Janet Elizabeth and Jason Caperna, and she is heavily pregnant, and it's very cute. She saran wraps like a huge thing to Jason's stomach and gives him like boobs so he can feel what she's going through. And they do a very cute talking head where they talk about prison. And Janet's like, I know exactly what I would do inside. I would get this person to talk to me, this person, and I would get them to, like, Janet, like, I'm telling you, she has a plan for everything. This is the brains of the operation. I have a feeling, like I said, I think she is going to be a breakout star of this. But this Jason Caperna, I've been joking about him for years to Janet, because this guy's always doing like push-ups and sit-ups, and he's like a lawyer and stuff. But I was like, I hate when people like have a full-time, like big job, like a lawyer, and then they still take care of themselves. I feel like if you have a good job like that, you need to let yourself go, just so like people like me don't feel extra bad about themselves, because I'm not a lawyer and I have a horrible body. So at least I hope, like, I hope Jason gets, like, I hope they do a second season just so I can watch Jason eventually gain weight. That would just be amazing. Then we go over to Jesse and Michelle's house. Now they, you know, Jesse's like, we do not live in the Valley. They live over by like Chateau Marmont. So like, yeah, we do not live in the Valley. I wonder how that happened, where like they're the one couple that actually doesn't have to move to the Valley for the show. But anyways, their opening scene, she is doing laundry, and I guess a pin got in the laundry, and he's like, how did a pin, you know, it's very much the character of, is it Todd and Margo from Christmas Vacation? I always make fun of it. I always say it's Seth and Meredith Marks. But there's a chance this could be Jesse and Michelle, too. It's like, I don't know Margo. Like, that is very much Jesse's vibe. And she's like, do you want to do the laundry, Jesse? And he's like, no, I don't, Michelle. I want you to do it. Like, he literally is like, no, I want you to do it. I love people that, like, literally there's cameras there. And he's like, I'll still act like a dick. That's what we want in reality TV. We want people to be their authentic asshole selves. And this guy seems like he's full asshole. I'm just going to say it. So they seem tense already. And the producer asks, what are the words that you would use to describe your husband? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, loving. And she's like, and he's like, sexy. And she's like, come on. And he's like, this is great. And she says, Jesse's very extreme in everything he does. And he offers her some champagne. And she's like, we're not on vacation. We're not on fucking vacation. He's like, we don't live in the Valley. It just screams ambition, the house we have by Chateau Marmont. Our house is very nice and neat, but we do have a toddler. We're trying to get rid of her. We actually see Isabella, the three-year-old. She's very cute. She says she loves her dad, and he's like, yeah, she loves me more. She loves me more. He's never had a picture of me on his phone as a screensaver. It's a dog and a baby. And he goes, we work together in real estate. I have to look at her all day long. Why do I have to open my phone and look at a picture of you? What a dick. He's like, no, I'm sorry. I have to see your stupid face all day long. This is almost like a successful Jax Taylor, like in saying that he's never had to do reality series yet to be successful. And then we go over to Dodie, and she's like walking down the street. The music is blaring, and she goes into the Great Greek Restaurant on Ventura Boulevard. And this is where she is meeting. She's meeting Zach, you know, Zach, the gay best friend, and Jasmine Good. They're all complaining about the heat of the Valley. I would be sweat. If I was this, I would just be soaking through shirts. So they are there to have a little tete-a-tete. So Dodie's like, Zach used to be Britney's best friend, but I kind of stole him. And Jasmine used to work at Sir. And we see a photo. This is so messed up. They show a photo of Jasmine working at Sir. with her arm around Peter Madrigal, but they have blurred Peter Madrigal's face. Peter has no face anymore. Peter's not on Vanderpump Rules. And Peter has said, like, they didn't want to pay me. But, like, damn, you guys couldn't even show his face? You couldn't throw this dude a couple $100 so you could use his? We know it's Peter. We see the little blurred out ponytail. Are you kidding me? So, Kristen says, it's a weird friend group that we're all interconnected, but these are truth tellers. They always talk the truth. And then Dodie cheers at the restaurant and she says, cheers to snakes and condoms, because those are two things we don't fuck with. Dodie, don't do a cheer. Don't do a cheers where you're like, have you ever heard a girl literally go, fuck condoms? That's a guy's toast. Dodie's like doing a guy's toast. Like, talk about big boy pants. She's literally like, I don't fuck with condoms. Like, every guy's like, fuck yeah. Like, holy. I'm Christian Doty for not using condoms. So Doty says, watching all of my friends over the past 3 years get married, have families, babies, grow their families. Shit, I am the oldest girl in this group. When's my time? And so she's talking about Luke. She's like, when he's in town and I'm ovulating, we are practicing, but now he's committed to being here for the summer, Luke. And so Jasmine's like, you're hoping to get pregnant. And she's like, yeah. Jasmine says, when Kristen started dating Luke, I didn't see it because he went from these crazy like personalities. And we have a flashback of DJ James Kennedy, and she's like, you did not spit on my door. He's like, I did, guys night. I'm spitting everywhere. And then we have Dodie yelling at Ariana, you hooked up with my boyfriend. And Santa was like, we also hadn't had sex in 3 months. But I did not go and fuck somebody behind your back. And then Jasmine goes to this mountain man boyfriend now. He's very country, Jasmine says. He really is. He seems like a sweet, sensitive woodsman. But Jasmine says he's kind of vanilla, but nice. And Jasmine's like, I didn't know you were that serious with him on that level where you're like letting him hit it while you're ovulating. Kristen says that Luke lives in Colorado full time. He has 70 acres of land that he owns. Lisa Vanderpump's like, I could open a new wolf restaurant on Luke's land and the 70 acres. Wolf by Lisa Nick Lane. She says that Luke is an entrepreneur at heart, and we see him like splitting logs. And she said, we've been kind of doing this long distance thing, but he is excited. He is going to spend the summer in the valley because we're going to be trying to have a baby. And Zach's like, you guys don't even talk about me about it. And I'm with you guys 24/7. And Kristen's like, you don't like to hear about straight sex. You don't have to talk about sex to like have a discussion about. And Kristen's like, when his penis goes in my vagina. And Zach's like, no, 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 no. And then Dodie is actually doing the arm moments, like the penis. And she puts like her fist through her other arm, like trying to show what sex is like. Anyways, Zach's like, Dodie has a thing like where she gets me hetero frustrated, where I just hit that level from the beginning with Luke. I was like, do not, for the love of God, date him. You just broke up with someone. Clearly that didn't happen, but she got lucky that she landed someone that's willing to work with her. And he is way better than any of her other exes. So that's like a ringing bell of approval. Vanilla. Okay. You shouldn't be dating him, but better than what you've had before. Anyways, Dodie does talk about a butt plug at the end of the scene. So just a great sexy scene all the way around. So next scene, we're over at Nia and Danny's, and Nia opens the door and Brittany's there with Cruz. And Nia has like two babies like strapped to her. Her son's like walking around. But this Nia seems like it's like totally normal. Just like just babies strapped to her. Looks like Lawrence of Arabia with babies around her chest. And, you know, Brittany holds the one baby's eyes like, who does the ride? Let me hold. Oh my God. Baby wheat fever through the roof. So beautiful. Do you breastfeed at the same time? And she's like, yeah, yeah. You are a monster in the best way. Then there's a door and Michelle is there, but Brittany's like, our priorities have definitely changed. Michelle comes in. They greet her. Brittany and I talking to her. Before we were partying every night, I love my tequila shots, but I got to make sure a babysitter and maybe somebody help in the morning if I'm hungover. So now it's a scene where girls are just passing babies around. Like, hold this, hold that. Baby, baby, cute, cute, cute. Don't make me want a second one. Ovaries, ovulating, like baby explosions.
And Brittany's like, Jack said we could start trying in a month. Yeah. Woo.
And the Lally girl says, I don't want to have another one because I do 90% of the work. You know, so they're just talking about how much it is to raise a baby, which I can't even imagine. That does seem like the most insane, intense work of all time. Michelle says, Nia does seem like Superwoman, but I cannot handle three kids. I can barely handle one. So they start talking that, like, Nia says, Danny, her husband, handles all the diaper changes throughout the night. He does all of it, like wakes up the whole thing. But then Michelle says that Jesse Lally didn't do anything. Like, she slept with her daughter in the other room for the first year because she did everything. That is who we're dealing with Jesse Lally. That's intense, man. That is stuff that I wouldn't want on TV. So now we're over to this indoor golf place with like a video screen, and they're like swinging, like they're like, hey, four. Yeah, good shot. All right. Boys being boys. We got Jax, Jason, we got all the crew. And then Luke comes in. He's like the odd man out. He's like the new guy. He doesn't have like as cool of golf clubs as Jax or any of the other guys, but they're swinging up a storm. They have like this rocking music behind, like golf's like a rock and roll sport. And Jesse Lally says, I am the worst golfer that I have ever been, but I am still the number one golfer in the group. I am. And Jax is like whiffing shots. And Jax is like, we're all kind of the same, just depending on the weather, you know, we all are. And then Jesse's like, I am still a better golfer than Jax. And then Jax picks up somebody's phone, makes fun that it's an Android. Jason says the least close person in the group is Luke, because he just, you know, met him a year ago. Sometimes we'll talk at a party. He's very introverted guy. And Jesse's like, I thought he was kind of like a side piece. I thought, you know, it's like when you just move on to the next one to get over the old one, like a rebound. But I think Luke's over his head with the boys. You gotta really worry when guy groups call themselves the boys. Saturday are for the boys. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, Luke makes the brave decision to say, Hey, Jax, am I still blocked? Am I still blocked from you, Jax? Or can we be friends? And Jax is like, are you blocked? And he's like, I was at one point. Well, you tell me. See if you are, and I'll do my best to unblock you. I'll do my best. I love that Jax is like, I don't know how these newfangled Instagrams work. I'll see if I can unblock. I don't even know how this thing works. And then then Luke goes, well, I think Kristen pissed you off at one point. And you just blocked both of us. And then Jax goes, here's the thing about Kristen. She's going to piss me off at least once a month. And then Jason's like, Luke, you're here 1 to 3 months for sure. Are you living with Kristen, or you have your own place? And he's like, I'm staying with Kristen. I'm still a Colorado resident. I got a little closet with some clothes, and I have my own set of golf clubs here. So that's nice. But 99% of my life is still in Colorado. So, and Jack's like, how much? 99% of my life is in Colorado. Is it going to stay like that? Jack says. Tension. And Luke's like, well, I'm not planning that way, but you know, I mean, we're kind of trying to take another step. He's like, yeah, I know the step you're taking. Yeah. Jesse goes, Jax has his shit written all over his face, and it is so obvious to say he doesn't like that fucking guy, Luke, at all. And then Jax just rips one into a video screen. We go back to the girls, and Brittany's like, I feel like sometimes I'm in between the Jax, Kristen, Luke situation. You know, Jax will act like Luke didn't even exist if he was around. He was very rude. And we went to Mexico for Sheener's wedding, and they were not getting along whatsoever. And I felt like I was in the middle. I was like breaking out in hives, everything. I love Kristen so much. She's like one of my closest friends. And like, she had just broken up with her ex-boyfriend, and she was like so emotional and was kind of like, oh, whoa, you're already in a new relationship, which is very Kristen to do. I'll give her that. And I'm always kind to him, to Luke. It's not like I've ever been mean to him or anything, but Jax is just straight up like, no, 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 Luke. Just straight up like that. Back to the guys. And they're like, what stuff are you talking about? And Luke's like, well, you know, she's the oldest girl in the group. So she's 40. And, you know, so we're talking about having a baby. And, all the guys are like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's crazy. And Jax is laughing like, ah, kids. And Luke's like, we pulled the goalie. And Jax is like, do you think she's wanting it for the right reasons? Because, you know, we just want to make sure she's going to be okay, you know, with having a kid out of wedlock.
My name is Jack Staler. I'm from 1840. You cannot have a kid out of wedlock. Are you
kid out of wedlock? What is it? Kid out of wedlock? Is this Little House on the Prairie a kid out of wedlock? Like, I swear to God, Jax has learned all his vernacular from, like, reruns of television. Like, and it's just, like, a certain time period in the 80s where you would hear words like wedlock. Like, you sure you want to have a kid out of wedlock? I'll tell you, you got to put a ring on that finger. That's what you do, boy. And this is Jax being Jax, thinking that he knows everything. And Luke is just listening. Jax is like, I know this because Brittany's friends have kids out of wedlock, raising kids by themselves, have full-time jobs. Health insurance, schools, bills, food. I mean, it adds up, buddy. Hey, they don't have cameos to fall back on. And Luke's like, we both have the same mindset to give this kid the best life, no matter what. And that's more important to me than a ring and a wedding. And everybody's like, you know, that sounds good. That sounds good, you know. And Jesse's like, yeah, we can all talk about how good of parents we're going to be until you have a kid. And it changes the entire relationship once you do. So this is just bros being bros. Saturdays for the boys. We cut to another day, and Jax and Brittany have Cruz in a big baby stroller, and they're walking over to Janet and Jason's, and Jax gets out, and he's already like, oh, these garbage cans. Are you kidding me? They don't even put it in front of the house. I just imagine just driving around like Valley Village. You just see Jax Taylor pushing garbage cans. Ah, they put it 3 blocks away. Come on. But anyways, Jax, like, Brittany's pushing, and Jax is like, did you put sunscreen on this boy? Are his legs covered up? Come on. You don't even know how to, I'm a father. Come on. Are you kidding me? So they're walking over to Janet and Jason's, which, if you know where they both live, this doesn't make sense that's a long walk. Anyways, they come in, everybody's a sweaty mess. And this is when you start to see Jax's soul seeping out of his armpits on his white designer shirt. So they're all just talking about how sweaty they are, which is classic The Valley. That's going to be a recurring theme. Everybody's talking about Janet's belly. And Jax pushes Cruz into the other room, keep him asleep. Jax is like, this couple, you know, we're together with them 3 or 4 times a week. Janet, she is easy to get along with. She's friends with Ariana, Sheena, Lala. And we see pictures of them. And he's like, I love Jason. He's a great guy. If I find myself in hot water with my wife, pool guy, mailman, I call him first because he's like a certain type of lawyer. He's got the broad of all kind of lawyering, you know. Janet goes, Jason works in workers' comp defense on the corporate side. And the producer's like, do you think Jax understands what any of those words mean? And Janet's like, no, he doesn't need know any of those words separated even or together. But I love that Jason does workers' comp law on the business side. And Jax is like, I call him for everything. He's just my law guy. Can you imagine the shit that Jax comes to Jason with of like, I've got a stalker. Do you have a hitman? Can you do that as a lawyer? Can you get me a hitman? Anyways, Jax is poking around the house. He's like, what kind of tree is this in here? And Jason's like, an olive tree. And Jax is like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to get me one of those. Yeah, I got a couple on order. Yeah, probably going to have a big olive tree farm at some point. So really great to see it in action here. All right. Yep. He's just that guy. I'm like, yeah, I have all the tools. I know all the trees. Do a lot of lawn mowing and whatever you call it. I'm a guy. Janet's like, sometimes he'll tell Jason, oh, you're such a lawyer. You open your mail on time. And Janet's like, he attributes just basic things of being an adult to Jason being a lawyer, which is classic. They start making fun of Jax's brown, black sweat stains. And Janet's like, you got to stop drinking AM PM. Jax is like, it's self tanner. I do not have coffee armpits. And Brittany's like, Jax loves his AM PM coffee. He loves his gas station coffee. And Jax is like, I'm a rewards member at AM PM. They know my name. They know all. Listen, I don't even think, I bet like that's his like excuse to go out and just do things. He's like, I'm going to go get some AM PM coffee. I'll see you in 5 hours. Like, I have a feeling that's what he says, whatever he goes to do, whatever he does. But I just love that AM PM is like cheers to Jax. Like, he walks into an AM PM. They're all like, Jax! Norm. But he's like, I basically like meth for coffee, where you can drive to Florida in 2 days. And thank God that, by the way, that is the most growth you've seen out of Jax. Before, he would potentially do other substances, and now he just drinks really strong gas station. So these four start talking, and we find out that Janet's birthday is coming up, and Brittany and Jax are throwing her a party at their place, and they're really excited about it. And then they talk about, we all started having kids at the same time because it was COVID. There was nothing else to do, which I love the amount of kids that got like birthed during COVID, and the story the parents are going to have to like, listen, we were so bored during COVID. We had you. We had you. If COVID hadn't have happened, you wouldn't be here. So anyways, Jax is like, have you guys talked to Kristen and Luke lately? She is actively trying to get pregnant right now. I love Kristen to death, but we're like a brother-sister relationship. It's kind of, and Janet's like, I hate when you say that. And Jax is like, I know, because it's weird, but I don't think that because I don't remember that even. And then we flash back to the infamous scene when they're asking, like, how many times did you fuck Jax? And two times. And then it's like, no, not two times. And Stassi's like, the first time you sucked his dick. And I'm like, oh, shit, that is old school Vanderpump Rules probably wouldn't be able to exist in today's climate. Do you ever think about that? That slap, like the Vanderpump Rules would have been over if that slap connecting the way it did. You wouldn't see any of those people on TV. The show would have been canceled if that came out today, even though that is, can we all say, iconic television? I hate to say that, but it's true. But Jax, I just love Jax. I'm like, I don't even remember that. What are you talking about? No, brother, sister. I don't even remember. No, I don't even remember when did she put her hand on my, no, are you kidding me? But man, I love the flashbacks. Jax is like, I feel like we kind of have a family group, you know, for the show. And Janet's like, yeah, you guys are very close. And Brittany's like, I know she wanted this for a long time. It's fast with Luke, but she deserves to be a mother. She's already 40. That's what I worry about, you know? And Jason's like, I think Kristen has a lot of qualities that would make her a great mom. Kristen will go above and beyond when it comes to her friends. I've seen it. I mean, Kristen was there the day I got engaged to Janet. We see video of that in 2021. Very cool moment. And Kristen was there for it. Very sweet. And, Jason says, Kristen helped me with the proposal, videotaped it. I think she's a good person, and I think she would be a great mother. Janet goes, I think having a family and a partner was the most important thing. So for me, I'm like, is it just that she wants a child, or does she, when she met Luke, was she like, this is the partner that I want to have? I have a feeling that's going to be a fight in the future between Janet and Dodi. And Jax is like, hey, I want to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I feel like there's going to be an I told you so moment. I'm rarely ever wrong about this. And Brittany's like, I'm so sick of this shtick you keep saying about you never being wrong about things. It's true. He is wrong about literally everything. But Jax continues to say that he knows everything. Just chef's kiss, Jax. Amazing. It's truly amazing. I love that Jax is like, I want to give him a benefit of a doubt. Come on. But there's going to be an I told you so moment. There's going to be an I told you so moment allegedly with you guys, Jax and Brittany. It's wild. So now we're over at Jax and Brittany's house. They're setting up for this Janet's County Fair birthday party. So we see balloons, carnival things, and it's going to be 100 degrees in the valley, you guys. And Jax is doing a shot. And Brittany's like, sounds like a pool day. Can you finish blowing up these corn dog balloons? And Jax is like, I need to get dressed and eat. And Brittany's like, just blow up these damn hot dogs. Come on, Jax, do it. Do it, Jax. Come on, blow, blow, blow. Act like you're in Miami. Do it. And then we now go back to Jason and Janet's house. They're cheersing to sparkling pear cider because she's pregnant. And Jason's like, cheers to your last birthday without a baby in you. Gosh. And Janet's like, that's not quite the buzz I'm used to. Then we round robin it to the next location, and that's Danny and Nia's condo. And they just talk about regifting a gift for Janet's birthday. We go back to Brittany's place, and the place is decked out in county fair gloriousness. And Brittany and a chugging head's like, listen, I come from Kentucky and Janet's from Ohio. We both have always talked about how we love the county fair. We got funnel cakes, caramel apples, ice cream, hot dogs, misery. It is a pregnant person's dream. And Jax is asking the bartender, do you make a healthier type of margarita? Do you? I'm trying to be healthy. We see Luke, Zach, and Dodi pull up to this party. They come in, talk about how cute it is. Zach is dressed up like a country bumpkin. He's got long hair. And Brittany's like, we have the same idea, Zach. Love it. Look at your long hair wig. I love it. How are you doing, Luke, honey? And then a producer and a talking head goes, what's Luke's last name, Jax? And he goes, I don't know, Colorado.
we've all known Christian for many, many, many years. We flash back to 2015 of Doty yelling at Sandoval, like, walk away. I'm fucking done, Tom. And then another scene of like to DJ James Kennedy of like, I was so good to you, DJ James Kennedy. He's like, no, you weren't. How dare you? And then like 2018, a scene with, remember Beard Boyfriend? Remember that? Anyways, Jax in the talking head goes, Luke is fucked. Luke is fucked. They have a real tattoo artist at this country fair party. They have a real tattoo artist. Could you imagine getting a full sleeve or a neck tattoo? And you're like, where'd you get that? Janet's country party at Jackson Brittany's house. You know what? I would get an It's All Happening tattoo at Jackson. That would be iconic too. Anyways, Janet and Jason pull up. Janet finally gets to see the theme. She is thrilled. And she's like, oh my God. And Brittany's like, welcome to Janet's County Fair. Oh, it does look really good, actually. And Jax is like, wait till you see the backyard. I mowed the lawn. It's pretty intense. Yeah. And Janet says, I always went to the Ohio State Fair for my birthday. Who doesn't love fried food and being a little trashy? I went to the Ohio State Fair one time. Anyways, Janet says, this is who I am to my core. And she is, but in a great way. Anyways, there's also a dunk tank there. We see Cruz, Jackson Brittany's two-year-old. They have an ice cream bar. Isabella, Jesse, and Michelle's daughter. Jesse's letting her have ice cream. And he's like, don't tell your mom, who I dislike very much. Jesse says, Brittany knows how to do it. She loves these themes. They have a goddamn storage unit just for Halloween decorations. And he's like, I fucking hate themes. I fucking hate themes. And then Jesse's like, I'm going to have a margarita. I'm going to have a margarita. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a margarita. All right. So Doty is hugging Michelle. Everybody's getting along. It's just lovely Valley stuff. Michelle Lally is talking to Doty about having a baby. And Michelle's like, listen, between me and you, you've got to have conversations with your boyfriend or your husband before about how you want to raise this child. Just trust me. You got to have these conversations. It just seems like an intense warning instead of like friendly advice. She's like, you just better have those conversations. Just do it. And then Daniel and Nia pull up to the joint. Also, I love Brittany. Brittany's like, does a shot with all the women. And she's like, let's do this. And now I'm going to get a tattoo. Then Daniel in a talking head goes, when I first met Jax Taylor, it was crazy. You know, a lot of people were like, do you know who Jax Taylor is? Like, he is the biggest douchebag in the planet. We get a flashback to Jax's chunky sweater in Vegas. Daniel goes, yeah, cheating on his wife, all that stuff. And we get a flashback of the Brittany going, did you cheat? Did you have sex with her? Yeah, I did. Rotten hell.
Yes.
Rotten hill.
It's iconic. Anyways, Nia says, I believe people can change. We do not have to be defined by our past. And Daniel's like, you have to put in the work to actually change. You do. This guy seems like a really good guy. They both seem like really good people. So who knows what's going to happen with them? Like, I hope this show doesn't affect their relationship at all. Anyways, Jax is talking to Jesse Lally, and he's like, my wife Michelle has not been happy this last 24 hours. It is hard to even tell you what we've been fighting about. It's like little things. We've transitioned from fun honeymoon stage. Once the baby came, she kind of evolved as a mom, and I wasn't quite evolving as a dad. And that's just kind of where we're at. I love that he's like, I'm not trying to be better. He's like, well, she's evolved and I haven't. And Jax is like, I hope there's not a separation or anything, right? And he's like, no, but the conversations have been had. And Jax is like, what? Can I sleep with her? No. He goes, you don't want that, buddy. And Jax is like, no. And Jax is like, who brought that up? Did she bring it up? And she's like, yeah, she brought it up. I love Jax is like, tell me who brought it up. Come on. Talk to old Jax. Talk to therapist Jax. Lay it up. And then Lala and Shishu, Sheena Shea, pops up. And Sheena, the first thing she goes, I didn't know there was a theme. No one told me. Classic Sheena. Classic Sheena of going, no one told me. This is about me. Why didn't anybody tell me there was a theme? It's hysterical, but they're there. Good to see him. Brittany's like, I didn't tell anybody about the theme, really. Come on. Yeah. And Brock's there and he sees Daniel's American flag. And Brock's like, you're like an American bird. You're like a flag bird. Yeah. Fun is being had. Everybody's hugging each other. Daniel's out there acting like a bird still. Just family craziness happening. It reminded me of I remember this as a kid. Do you remember like parties or barbecues as a kid? Like you were like 5 or 6 or 7 years old. And I remember like they, you know, all the adults would be there and you could tell like, you know, everybody's had a couple beers. Even as a kid, you're like, oh, this is getting pretty loose. I remember my dad used to do this bit. Talk about a weird dad joke. He would put on 2 pairs of shorts. And at one point in the evening, he would like rip one off. Like he was like just stripping, and then there would be a second pair of shorts. And I just remember as a kid, it would always get a big laugh and I'd be like, oh my God, my dad is so cool. He would also do this thing where he would do the middle finger upside down. He's like, can you hear this? Do you want me to turn it up? And then it would be an upright middle finger. Amazing dad jokes. I mean, like dad jokes after dark. Also, it looks like they've put their son Cruz in like the jacuzzi part of their pool. And he does have floaties, but he's literally in the jacuzzi. And Brittany's like, jump, Cruz, jump. And the Cruz is all splashing. But then they do a couple of shots of like Cruz later. And he's just still in there by himself. And I was like, I know the camera guy's watching him, but like, should he be in this little jacuzzi area by himself, even with his floaties? I just felt like this kid is just there. Anyways, now Jax is in a scene with Lala. This is just great. I just wonder what's going through Lala's mind. But Jax is like, listen, you know, Dodie, you know, we love her to death, right? You know, she's family, you know, but okay. Trying to get pregnant thing. Bringing a child into this world. And Lala's like, is she actively trying? And he's like, that's what I've been told. And Lala's like, well, that's what she told me as well. Having kids is not easy. And you're a single mom. It's got to be tough. I'm not saying she's going to be a single mom, but if anybody should take a page out of anybody's book, take a page out of yours. Jax kissing Lala's ass. And Jackson is talking to his like, I think she's got to really think about it. You know, just really make sure she's ready and maybe pick a guy that's going to stay in L.A. This guy's like, don't pick a woodsman with 70 acres. And then Lala's like, I don't know what Dodie's pussy must like shoot diamonds or something because she really bags them. No, Dodie doesn't make anybody wear condoms. That probably doesn't hurt either. I love Lala's like her pussy shoots diamonds. She's like, she fucking bags dudes. And Lala's like, I've been looking for a man for a long time, bitch. How do you have 10 in the past 2 years? And Jax is like, I know. Good one. Good one. Hey, how's Randall? How's Randall? We see Brittany getting a tattoo on her wrist. And Janet's eating a hot dog. And Zach's like, Janet loves hot dogs. We have Carla, Danny's sister-in-law, babysitting the kids in the other room. There's a line for the tattoos. Dodie is in line after Lala, but Jesse Lally is like, no, dude. Yours like, no, I want to go before you. Like, I've been standing here. And Dodie's like, mine's only 2 letters. Like, come on, let me go. And then Dodie pinches Jesse Lally's nipple. And Dodie and Tug and Ed's like, are you kidding me? I am so close with Jesse's wife, Michelle, but I am nowhere near close enough for Jesse Lally to like anywhere near my boobs. Cause she pinches his nipple and then he tries to go to pinch her nipple. And it's like, what are you like? Yeah, you can't pinch a random girl's nipple. And Dodie's like, I just put up with Jesse because she's Michelle's husband. And that's what you have to do sometimes. And Jesse says, I'm going to let my wife pick my tattoo. And Lala walks up and he goes, and my mistress as well. I want to be more cultured. Actually, I didn't mean mistress. I meant side piece. And Jesse goes, it's called Modern Family. It's called Modern Family. And Michelle Lally is watching this whole thing. Her husband act like a dipshit. Insane. Now, Jax has all the men in the kitchen area and he's like, listen, he's like still on this Dodie thing. He's like, he's just trying to talk to anybody that like actually has a pulse. He's like, hey, you hear about Dodie trying to push one out? And he's talking to Brock. He's like, hey, about parenting, Brock, like, you know, you got to know where we're going to live, you know, stuff like that. Right, brother? You know, how are you going to parent? I mean, the word we'll figure it out. Come on. And Brock's like, how did you figure it out? And Jax is like, we planned all this, man. We planned all this. And Lala's like, oh my God, they're over there talking about motherhood and none of them are a mother. Are you kidding me? And so they go get Christian and Jax is like, hey, I don't think you're ever fully 100% to raise kids. You can be as ready as you want, but there's hidden expenses. There's hidden things. And Dodie comes into this conversation, hugs Brock. And Jax is like, hey, now that we're into this children conversation, I just want you to make sure you're ready for this situation, Dodie. And Dodie's like, Jax, were you ready? And she's like, no one is ready, Jackson. Lala's like, what makes you think she wouldn't be ready? It's not like you're getting a dog with your boyfriend, Kristen. You're getting a child. And Dodie's like, but who are you to say if I'm ready or whatever? And he's like, are you mentally there to have a child right now? And Kristen's like, I've been mentally there for a very long time. And Jackson's like, I just want you to do your research. I want you to get the baby books. And Dodie's like, if I want men to tell me when I cannot be a mother, I'd go hang out with Trump. And then he goes, Jack's just such a suck a dick. Yeah.
Knock your ass out. Don't you dare.
Anyway, Zach is like, so if you had a baby right now, would you be happy now? And Dodie's like, something I learned in my last relationship, I didn't want a baby with that person, but I was like going, whoa, you know? And Jackson's like, whoa. No. You were at my house with your ex-boyfriend and you were telling him you wanted him to fucking come inside you. I was standing right there. And then a week later, you broke up. You said it right here. You said, can you imagine that? Jack's going, I heard you say you wanted that man to come and you right there. I heard it. I was right there. I was like sneak listening, but I was right there listening on the baby monitor. You said you wanted that guy to hit it raw. There's families there. There's kids running around. And Jack's is like, you said you wanted him to come inside you, Kristen. You know, you said it. Let's watch Drive. Honestly, I hope this is a storyline just for the show, because it would be really creepy if Jack's like, he's like, you're ovulating right now. I have been clocking your cycle now for the last couple of years and it's go time. And I'm not sure if this Luke guy knows the ins and outs like I do, like the big man Jax does. Also, I would love if Jax's cameos, if somebody get a cameo from Jax and ask him to like say, hey, my friend is about to like try to have a child with somebody out of wedlock. Could you give words of advice? Hey, buddy, it's Jax. Listen, your friend Randy got this cameo for you, and I got to have a tough talk with you, Elizabeth. You want to have a child out of wedlock. Now, let me tell you, I'm kind of the preeminent person for talking about the old babies, right? I got one, and I'm doing a pretty damn good job. I've got a saloon, and I'm currently living in a different house than my wife. So everything's going good. Anyways, in the scene, Kristen's like, I do not have to tell you about my personal, every like little detail of my personal relationship with my boyfriend. And it just doesn't mean that we don't have these conversations because you don't know about it. He's like, Jax, I've been friends with you for 16 years. We've been friends. And Jax is like, I've known Luke just as long as you guys have known him. Come on. No, I do know. And then when Brittany's outside going, Cruz, mama's going to be inside. I'll come back out for you. Dodie's like, my feelings are hurt because you say we're like brother and sister. We're like family. And Jax is like, first of all, if I didn't care about you, I'd be like, go ahead, have fun, have kids. You want tough love. That's what you want from your friends. If you guys broke up, what would happen then? Old Jax would have to raise that kid. And Dodie's like, what are you like? And Jax is like, do you think about you were going to break up with the last five guys? No. And Dodie's like, be my friend. Like, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. I loved you. You want tough love. You want... If Jax ever gets tough love, he runs, dude. He's like, fuck that. It's so rude. Lala and Sheena are just watching, like they're watching a TV show. Jax is like, a good friend will dive in and hit the hurt spots. That's a good friend. I don't want a yes, man. I don't. Fuck Tom Sandoval. Dodie goes, here he is. Here is the change Jax Taylor, the one who gets to give me life advice about how I need to grow up, she says in a talking head. And then Jason's like, hey, let's go take a shot. Let's do it. And so they're like, yeah, let's do that. Let's take a shot. Go back outside. Dodie's getting in the pool. The kids are in the pool. And then Danny and Nia are about to get a picture. And Danny's about to leave because they got to go. But they're going to take a picture. And Danny and Nia are taking a nice picture. And then Jack's pants, Danny, pulls him out. And he's not wearing undies. So his dong gets out there, probably gives kids like nightmares for years, and Jax runs away. And Sheena's like, he wasn't even wearing underwear. Oh my God, what is he doing? And the wife is like horrified. And Jax comes out, is like, hey, I love you. Come on, buddy. It's all good. Hey, it's good fun. And he is like, his whole penis was out. And he's like, I didn't know the bathing suit. I didn't know this bathing suit wasn't. I didn't know. Come on. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. But Nia is pissed. And he's like, I'm sorry if I got you in trouble, brother. And talking head, he's like, I'm sorry. I thought Daniel was an underwear guy. Hard way for him to learn that lesson. He's got to wear undies all the time. Anyways, Nia is in the bedroom. And he's like, Jax just came over and pulled Nia's pants off. Who does something like that? What kind of monster? And Brittany comes in and goes, I know, it was a bad joke. I didn't see his dong at all. I didn't see that ding-a-ling. I'm sorry. And Sheena's just looking like, oh, this is cute. And Janet's like, I would be pissed too. They're just drunk. And then Jack's outside. He's like, I'm sorry your pee-pee was out, Daniel. And Brittany's hugging her. I'm sorry. It's the last thing I wanted to happen to you for you to get upset at the party. And Nia's like, I literally just had babies a month ago and I was already feeling overwhelmed, she says in a talking head, going into such a big party. So it pissed me off that Jax is doing something so childish. Welcome to the valley, Nia. And then Brittany's like, come apologize to Nia, Jax. And Jax comes in. He's like, hey, I'm sorry. I gotta apologize. Very stupid thing for me to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And she's like, Daniel, we have to leave. Daniel, we've got to go. I love that Jax is so like, with like, he's just like, Brittany's like, come apologize. And Jax is immediately like, I'm so sorry. I'm such an idiot. Like he's got the apology down. Like there was not even anything. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot. So sorry. I'll never do anything like that again until the next time. It's like so ready. And then Janet goes, I love the fair and all that, but that wasn't the hot dog I was expecting to see in my birthday. But anyways, everybody is still partying and Jax is in the dunk machine and they're like, let's dunk Jax. And they dunk him. Doty dunks Jax in the dunk machine. And that is the end of the first episode of The Valley. And then we see Jax just like swim underneath the pool. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up on The Valley. So will you guys be tuning in? Should I keep recapping this? I know this was all over the place, but I hope you guys had some fun with me. And I'll get the intricacies of these characters. I went to the theater department at ASU, Arizona State University. So I'll do my work over the weekend. Join me on Patreon tomorrow night. I'll be releasing a Summer House episode and I'll be releasing another episode on Patreon this weekend if you need anything more. But let me know what you're watching and doing and all that stuff this weekend. Thanks for being here all week. We had so many great shows. I'm really proud of this show. Thank you to Meditza and Sandra for all of their hard work. And thank you to you guys. I'll talk to you very soon. So Bad It's Good is a Betches Media production. The show is hosted and produced by me, Ryan Bailey, with Meditza Lopez and Sandra Fryer. Additional support provided by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Steinberg. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Video promotion by Laura Valencia. Be sure to send us your emails at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey@gmail.com and follow the show at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey on Instagram. And for additional craziness, go to patreon.com/sobaditsgood. Stay bad, baddies. Betches.